This body of information that we'll share together is entitled The Lost Mode of Prayer. The reason I've chosen that title specifically is to share with you a possibility. It's an ancient possibility, a message of hope that I believe is particularly relevant to this time in our history and in our memories. Immediately, I'd like to talk about prayer. Prayer is something very deep, very personal for every individual. And over the years, for as many individuals as I've spoken with, I've probably had that number of responses in terms of what prayer means to these people. Prayer means something a little different to everyone. So I'd like to say right now that any idea, any mode, any practice of prayer that you have ever participated in your lifetime, that prayer has served you. So please hear me. I'm not saying that any form of prayer is wrong or that it's bad or that there's anything wrong with using that mode of prayer. What I am suggesting is that there is a mode of prayer that was lost to the West a long time ago. And that mode of prayer makes even more complete and more empowering our memory of our relationship to one another and our world, and particularly at this time in history. I'll invite you to allow for the possibility that within you lives the ancient memory of a highly sophisticated vibratory technology that we call prayer. So we'll share together, we'll explore the possibilities of this lost mode of prayer. Why was it lost in the first place? Where did that occur? What does it mean to us today? If we had this information, how would our world be different? Well, to develop this body of information, I'd like to share with you a couple of stories. And the way I'll share them is I'll begin them now and we'll finish them at a later time when we have all the information to make sense out of the stories. I'd like to share with you a couple of mysteries that I've witnessed recently in my life. They're mysteries for which modern Western science makes no allowance. These are mysteries in terms of what we would expect to see in our world today within the context and the framework of what our science, our physics, and our chemistry allow for. In ancient traditions, however, and indigenous traditions still living today, what we often view as miracles are common and expected within their frame of reference because their belief systems allow for it. Their belief systems say, of course, as we interact with our world, the creative forces of the cosmos and one another, of course we would expect these results. And in our Western world, in the last 1,700 years, we have developed a sense of being separate from the creative forces of the cosmos, and in that separateness, perhaps we've forgotten our miracles. Well, the first story that I'd like to share, for some people, has been one of the most moving, although one of the briefest bodies of information that I've had to share. I recently witnessed a video recording that was taken from a medicineless hospital in China, where they practice on a daily basis what today we could consider a mode of prayer. They may not call it prayer as such, and it embodies all of the tenets of the prayer that we will share together today. This video is so empowering because it allows us to see with our own eyes in real time the great possibilities of our relationship with the creative forces of our world. The video begins in a practitioner's room where a woman is lying on a gurney. She's the patient. She has a 3-inch diameter cancerous tumor in her bladder. And there's a computer and a CRT screen up on a desk. And on this CRT screen, we're seeing an ultrasound readout, just like we do in the West today for unborn children, so that we can see the fetus in the mother's womb. The ultrasound is being shown on the left-hand side of this computer screen. So they scan the woman's tumor. They show the ultrasound image on the left side and they freeze that frame onto the screen for a reference. Now on the right-hand side of the screen, they begin to scan real time so that we can watch this tumor respond to a mode of prayer and can compare it to the left-hand side and see what's happening. There are three practitioners that are standing around the woman's body. The woman is fully awake, fully conscious. She is not anesthetized. She is a willing participant in this process, and that's key. She trusts, she believes in the process that's about to unfold within her body. And she's allowing for those around her to participate in the process. What the three practitioners begin to do, as they close their eyes, they go through a silent process that I'll share with you as we go through our work. And the only visible sign of anything happening that we see is a phrase that's being spoken among them as they reinforce one another. And the phrase simply says, wasa, 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 wasa. And loosely translated, it means already done, already accomplished, already healed. In their frame of mind, they're saying that this woman is already healed, and that's their belief. What begins to happen? In 2 minutes and 30 seconds, real time, on the screen, we watch the ultrasound image. The first few seconds, it appears nothing is happening. Suddenly, the tumor begins to quiver, and then it almost melts as it breaks down. It melts and falls away with such completeness that even the lining of the inside of the bladder has no scar tissue left to even indicate where this tumor had been, and it happens in 2 minutes, 30 seconds. And when it's over, the practitioners look up, they politely bow, clap their hands, and say, next. They're ready for the next patient, because to them, this is a commonplace occurrence. When I share this video with individuals in our country, people are in awe. They say, this is a miracle. Everyone has to see this. How did they do that? My question is, what is it in our paradigm, our science today, that doesn't allow for this kind of healing? What happened between those three practitioners? What happened between them and the woman on the gurney? What happened to that 3-inch diameter tumor in 2 minutes and 30 seconds? Why did it disappear? What is the mechanism? And we'll answer that in just a little while as we go through this scenario. The second story I'd like to share with you is a scenario that I witnessed personally in 1995. I had just completed a conference on the West Coast, and I was meeting conference colleagues for dinner. It was in the evening. I was walking toward the restaurant where we had agreed to meet through a dark parking lot. And I could see people in the lobby moving around, and I noticed an elderly gentleman and his wife coming through the crowd out the door. And he caught my eye because he was moving differently. He had a walker that preceded every step, and every step I could see was an effort for him. So he'd place a stainless steel walker in front of him, and he'd shuffle his next step, and then he'd do it again and again. He and his wife left the lounge, the restaurant lobby, and they stepped onto the sidewalk. Apparently, they had not seen the drop-off from the sidewalk down to the curb, down to the street level. It's about a 6-inch drop. And as his walker was placed on the ground looking for that next solid foothold, he missed. And he went into the street, and I watched. It was almost in slow motion. I saw the walker precede him, and then a crumpled heap. He fell on top of it, still clutching onto the hands because he trusted his walker so much. And there he was, lying on the street, and his wife knelt down beside him. And by that time, I saw what was happening, and I rushed over. And although I believed I was the only one that saw this, by the time I got there, someone else was already there. And I had not seen this woman. I don't know where she came from. I hadn't seen her out of the corner of my eye. And I didn't see how she got there so quickly. She was already there. She examined this man carefully. He was fully awake, fully conscious, a little dazed. There was a mercury vapor street light that was above us. Those are the lights that you see along the freeways in the United States at night. Very odd lights, and they distort colors a lot. So we were looking at all of this scenario underneath this street light. And I watched this woman, and she carefully took this man's head. She cradled it in her arms, in her lap. And there was a little trickle of blood that was coming down somewhere the back of his neck onto his shirt. And without saying a word, she meticulously traced this path of blood, the little zigzag line, and she carefully parted the folds of skin in his neck to find out which one was the source of this injury. And she found one fold as she separated it, and there was a darkened gash just below his ear on the back of his head. In the mercury vapor light, it didn't even look red. It just looked dark. It was almost colorless. Without saying a word, she took two fingers of her right hand and simply began to stroke the area where the tear had occurred in his skin. And in just a couple of minutes, in the presence of the crowd that had gathered to watch this, we saw the tear disappear in 2 minutes. Well, by that time, someone had called the paramedics. They arrived, the ambulance pulled up, the sirens were on, the lights were flashing. They came rushing over. She gently handed the man's head, it was still cradled in her lap and her arms, over to the paramedic. She stepped back, and the paramedic went through the same process. He saw the blood in the shirt. He traced the trickle back to what should have been the source of the wound, and he looked up at the crowd in amazement, and he said, "Where is this blood coming from? We can't find anything. There was no wound there." It had healed so completely within such a brief period of time, just a couple of minutes, and we looked around and the woman was gone. Now, I did find out later who she was, and I have spoken with her about this. My question is, what happened in that moment? Why was that healing so rapid? Why was it so complete? What is it in our Western science that calls that a miracle? What have we forgotten to allow for in our world?